For some 2.5 months, I have occasionally visited the Feldhütter boarding house at Luisenstraße 5 in order to eat there. Now and then I heard Herr and Frau Sauer, proprietors of the boarding house, speaking in lowered voices about a guest named von Prosch, criticizing his behavior in the boarding house. They spoke of the general impropriety of his behavior, from which one could deduce that in respect of paragraph 175 he was not entirely blameless. On June 30th, 1934, I again lunched in the aforementioned boarding house. The guests talked about the events of the day, in particular the case of Stabschef Röhm. On the evening of the same day, I was again in the boarding house dining room. On the radio, I heard the Führer address his 12 points to the SA. While the 12 points were being announced, a certain Herr Schemel, who lives in the boarding house, raised his voice, saying that Herr von Prosch ought also to be punished if he behaved indecently in the boarding house and elsewhere. When the radio broadcast was over, I spoke to Herr and Frau Sauer concerning Herr von Prosch. They told me outrageous things about him. They also said that they had not dared say anything before. With great agitation, they told me he had frequently misbehaved in ways one would not expect of a National Socialist. They said that he was very drunk more than once, as for instance one evening when he brought home two young men with him, one in SA uniform. Herr and Frau Sauer also told me that one evening Herr von Prosch and their young cook addressed each other using the familiar du, although 2 days earlier they had been complete strangers. Herr von Prosch on this occasion was exceptionally endearing toward the cook, a big and noticeable change. One's imagination ran free at the sight. Again, one night, Herr von Prosch returned to the boarding house drunk, accompanied by the said cook and another young man. The two young men wanted to accompany Herr von Prosch to his room. The night porter reminded Herr von Prosch that the young men didn't live in the house and had no business to be there. Herr von Prosch gave the porter an impudently dismissive reply and took the young men with him to his room. It was 2 a.m. Toward 5 a.m., the young men left the boarding house. So for 3 hours they had been in Herr von Prosch's room, which is very small and contains no more than a bed. The young cook was dismissed by Herr Sauer the next day because of this. I have no other incriminating information to disclose concerning Herr von Prosch. Signed, Kammersängerin Aletta Hypius.